This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to words on this one, everyone.
Little patience.
Yeah, this might be a Howie.
Of course not.
This might be a Howie Roseman selection. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I think Howie is programming the music around here today. All right, so before we get back to all your phone calls on the Myles Garrett situation, should the Eagles go all in to acquire, you know, what right now is the best defensive player in the NFL? Or, you know, I guess what, Surtain won the defensive player of the year, but this guy's been one of the best, if not, if I were to make the last 3 years, he's been top three every year. That's how good Myles Garrett is. I recognize that. I'd love to have him on the team. But it's not as simple as like, hey, just put him in the uniform. No, it's going to cost a lot. I'm not going all in. I would not give up multiple first-round picks for Myles Garrett, as great as he is. Not at the age of 29 going on 30. But, Hugh, before we get back to all the phone calls here on Myles, let's give our interpretation of this quote. I had a quote here from Howie Roseman yesterday at the NFL Combine. And, Hugh, Kyle just played the patience song there. And this, it's kind of interesting the way Howie framed this. I'm going to read it to you, and then you tell me what you make of it, okay? Mm-hmm. This was not recorded, so it's just a quote from Howie yesterday about the offseason to come, and he asked fans for patience. Quote, it may look different. Some of the moves that we may have to make here may not be what are necessarily on other people's minds. It's probably not going to look like maybe the conventional wisdom thinks it should look. I would just ask our fans to just have patience throughout the offseason. The offseason doesn't stop at free agency. The offseason doesn't stop in the draft. Hugh, when you see that, hear it, read it, what do you make of it?
Howie's basically saying, trust me, I got this. You know, this is not – because this is the thing with fans, and it happens all the time. We get caught up in the names, and we want to put Myles Garrett here and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And realistically, that might not happen because of the price that it's going to take to get him here. You know, and I know people don't understand that because, oh, you got the money, do it. Yeah. But sometimes you don't want to spend the money. When that money leaves the bank account, man, you're like, you know.
Well, and every dollar you spend today is dollar you can't spend tomorrow.
Yes, and you want sustainability. That's the thing. And the thing that we have benefited tremendously from as Eagles fans is the fact that our team has remained relevant for as long as they've remained relevant. Now, that might not be a Super Bowl championship every year. That might be a playoff appearance. That might be 12 to 13 wins. And I know for a lot of people, they might be yelling, Devin Hugh, that's unacceptable. But would you rather be that or the Dallas Cowboys, who sat there at the meetings, at the combine, and said something about selective free agency or whatever like that? And aren't they losing the guard that they just paid a couple years ago? Like, think about that for a minute. The one thing that teams that have been able to be in this position that they do every year is stay relevant. And the Dallas Cowboys, they had a nice run in the 90s. And what's the big joke about them? The VHS? Hell, matter of fact, shout out to the lady that sent me Monica. She sent me a VHS. Like, you can get one for about $200.
How much?
$200.
Why would anyone spend that on a VHS?
I don't know.
All right, anyway.
I don't know, but it's because it's vintage. It's vintage.
Well, I kind of feel the opposite way about the Cowboys' approach. I think the Cowboys' problem is that they don't take big swings in free agency, and they lock in on just drafting. And, you know, while they have standoffs with their own guys, they eventually end up paying their own guys, but they don't go out and make those huge moves in free agency.
Well, the bottom line is
they're stuck where they are.
They don't care how they got there, Kyle. They're irrelevant. And that's the
but,
point.
But it matters how they got there.
But Kyle, they're irrelevant, and the Eagles aren't. And the Eagles do,
because we do things differently.
Eagles do things that help them stay relevant. They don't make the big moves all the time.
Well,
no, they don't. They have
they make big,
AJ Brown, Saquon.
Okay,
you're
they talking
do make
about
big moves.
They're talking about big
they
moves.
Do.
That would, Kyle.
But when the moment
stop,
is right, not every big move.
They using the Saquon Barkley one.
Why?
Saquon
that's
got
the
more
best comp.
Saquon Barkley could have got more money going somewhere else.
That's
it wasn't
the
about.
Point. Saquon wants to win. It's the same thing Garrett's
It was free agency.
No, I understand that. But why do we think Myles Garrett's doing this right now?
Because he's trying to get paid.
Because he saw what happened with Saquon Barkley last season.
Sure, that's fine. But again, if he was a free agent, go get him. He's going to cost, I think, multiple first-round picks. So that's a little bit different. So my read on the quote was, next week or 2 weeks from now, right? 2 weeks from today.
Kyle really wants Saquon. I mean,
Mark,
he really wants Miles. What's
is that a crime?
Defensive
player in the league?
I appreciate your passion. I don't want to give up a whole
I'm
lot.
Just so
2 weeks from my read on Howie's quote was, 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks from today, I think he's preparing us for three or four of these guys to sign elsewhere on day one of free agency.
Josh Sweat, gone.
Yeah, and
I can tell you that right now.
And us probably not to sign anyone or maybe just one of them. I think that was it was his way of saying, like, day one, it could get ugly.
Yeah.
But just give me some time.
That was my read on it.
Josh Sweat gone. I can tell you that for a fact. Josh Sweat gone.
Yeah, sounds like we're about to have some holes to fill on that.
They certainly are, and maybe Myles Garrett fills them. We shall see. Let me give you one quick comp, and then
you know what? Before you do that, I just love the fact that we're 1 week removed from a parade, and we're this passionate about this
team.
You don't want
Myles Garrett? You're a moron.
Well, didn't we talk about Dynasty after we won the Super Bowl?
I'm glad you said it.
No,
I'm glad he said it.
I love it. I just think it's funny.
I'm glad you said Dynasty. Earlier, you didn't want to hear my Chiefs comparison because you said we're the Eagles. Fine. But if I could pick any franchise for the Eagles to act like for the next 10 years, forget the Chiefs. We hate them anyway. It's the Patriots. And the Patriots won back-to-back once. For the next 10 years, they didn't win back-to-back, but they went to the playoffs, like you saying, every year.
Well,
they won their division almost every year, and then they got the Super Bowl in 2014. They won one in 16. They won one in 18, because they just kept going back. And part of what they did was...
Relevant.
Joe Banner gets dinged for the 30-year-old thing. Belichick did it all the time. Richard Seymour, see ya. Ty Law, see ya. Lawyer Malloy, see ya. And they kept... Like, would the Patriots ever trade two ones for a 30-something-year-old?
Well, hold on.
No.
They went out and got Randy Moss, and they almost had an undefeated season.
I think they traded a fourth-round pick for him because he was a distressed asset at that point.
Yeah, because he was a Raider.
Yeah.
He was a Raider, and he was out of there.
But the biggest move that the Patriots have ever made in the offseason could have propelled them to be an undefeated team, the only one the NFL's ever seen.
Right, and I'm good with getting great players. Like, A.J. Brown was a great trade. He was 24 years old. I'm not into the trading two ones for a soon-to-be 30-year-old. Let's go to Lou's up next on WIP. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Lou.
Hey, you, Joe, 100%. Here's the thing. First, I don't know how Andrew Berry still has a job after giving Deshaun Watson $230 million guarantee. That's one. But two, with Myles Garrett, you can't just, gloss over the fact that it's two first-round picks, right? Because someone's going to pay more than the Eagles, because the Eagles are going to be picking 32 again next year. And it's not just the picks. It's Zach Bond, it's future, free agents next year. It's probably all four. The guys we talked about probably won't be back because you're going to have to pay them, $35 million a year, maybe?
Agripperton.
$25 million dollars a year right now?
And then, Lou, even moving forward, like 2 years from now, there's a chance, and we'll see how these guys progress, but there's a chance 2 years from now, if you get Garrett, you have Garrett at 40 a year, you have Jalen Carter at 35 a year, Quinyon Mitchell at 30 a year. And, I mean, I don't know how good Cooper DeJean's going to become, but he's not going to be cheap either if he's as good as we think he could be. So, like, how do you have depth if you have that many players making that much money on the same defense? It's hard.
Yeah, I think we need to bring back Bond, because when we won the Super Bowl and went to the Super Bowl the last three times, we had good linebacker play. We didn't have a lot of holes or any holes on those 3 years. So that's where I'm at. And the one thing about the draft picks, Kyle, is you can't just say, well, they got a good second-round pick this year, so they'll just be able to get first-round talent in the second and third round moving forward. It doesn't work like
that.
You can't have the You can't have the hubris that you're just like great at drafting.
But
like,
I could spin the same thing on you on you guys who are saying we don't need Myles Garrett. We'll just draft good players again. It's the same hubris.
No. The more assets you have, the more likely you'll get good players.
Well, so Lou, you said pick 32, and we'll probably be picking 32 next year. First of all, if we don't get Myles Garrett, I would push back on the fact that we're picking 32 next year. One, you get Myles Garrett, you're far and away the Super Bowl favorite next season. Two, if we're talking about giving away the 32nd pick in the draft 2 years in a row, that's not that rich. It just isn't.
Well, it's Nolan Smith from last year, maybe, or you know, a Cooper DeJean in that range. You know, you don't know. That's what I'm saying is you just – good teams accumulate the draft picks, and then – they don't go out and spend a godly amounts of money on guys that are 30 and above. And Myles Garrett is a great player. And I'm saying all this, like you guys just said, if they went out and got him, I'd be super excited for next year, because we better win the Super Bowl next year if they get him, because the subsequent years, that likelihood of us winning the Super Bowl goes down. And you have Hurts, you have the entire offense, you know, being paid for the next 3 years. Your defense is going to be if he's not getting 15, 16 sacks a year for the next 3 years. So I don't see him doing this just because last time he did this in 2018, he was like, yeah, we kind of pushed all our chips all in, and then we kind of fell apart. And then you know what happened in 2020, which actually was a godsend because we got Jalen Hurts out of that draft.
Yeah, and so, it let them reset everything. Yeah, it actually, and Lou, that's a good point. It was. And Lou, we appreciate the phone call. I think part of this is, and again, I could be wrong. I'm basing it more on history than I am, I don't have a crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you tell me Myles Garrett holds his performance for the next 4 years, like he's still this good for the next 4 years, mm-hmm. then it is probably worth it.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to believe that a player, and again, I think it's interesting because you maybe didn't have as long of arms, but you live this. You know what it's like to play that kind of position and what it does to your body. I find it hard to imagine he's got 3 years of great play left, 4 years. Maybe he's got one, probably. But I think he's going to start to decline, and then it's like, what did we pay for here?
Yeah, but he, like, a lot of the pressure that he's probably going to be under, Jalen Carter's probably going to take a little bit off. Listen, I sound like I'm talking myself in the beginning. No,
I'm
not.
I'm going to lose him.
No, because listen, at the end of the day, for me, it's about how much is it going to cost me. How much money am I going to have to move out of my bank account? Which I'm going to tell you flat out, I do not like spending large amounts of money.
Hugh would be the GM that would refuse to play any player. You want to raise out.
Man, no, I just, you know, I mean, I know I can't be the only one, but I notice when large amounts of money leave my bank account, like, in a flurry, like all at once, and it's for stuff that you need, but still, it's still uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd be uncomfortable.
I just feel like what Lou said.
Two first-round draft picks?
To the 32nd overall pick.
So, like, no, that was a little hubris.
No, I understand that. But, like, so I just feel like we contradict ourselves a little bit when we say invest in these young guys. But then all of a sudden, if we get Myles Garrett, because we're missing two first-round picks, then we're in trouble 3 years later. I mean, why can't we just draft well again? We're assuming that we can without getting Myles Garrett.
We can. So let's say 2 years from now, or a year from now, like 2026, Myles Garrett's here. He's diminishing a little bit. He gets hurt. And because we don't have that first-round pick we could have spent on the next Nolan Smith, we go into a playoff game. Myles is banged up, and they're double-teaming Jalen Carter, and we don't have the six other guys to rotate in. Like, you start losing depth every time you get up.
Not only that, this is how, like, it might not be looked at it like this way now, but it used to be looked this way. You get a guy like Myles Garrett, when you're one player away from going to the Super Bowl. We've been to Super Bowl. We dominated in the Super Bowl.
Without that kind of guy.
See, I feel like next year, if we don't get Myles Garrett, we could be looking at this as though we were just one guy from the Super Bowl.
You know, let me tell you what's going to end up happening. Because I feel, this, since I said that, this is how I feel this is going to go. Myles Garrett's going to the Commodores.
I tend to agree with you.
He's going to the Commodores. And he's going to get a ton of money.
And then we're in trouble.
No, what do you mean?
What do I mean? You want Myles Garrett playing us two times a year on the team that just won 12 games and beat us last year?
Didn't Myles Garrett play with us? And I know it's going to be a different team. Did we play against him this year?
Against the Browns.
What did he do?
Hugh, we just saw the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. These aren't apples to apples here.
I'm just saying, what'd he do? He's a phenomenal player. I'm not taking it away from you.
Hugh, do you understand what he would do to the Commanders?
I understand what he's going to do to the Commanders, but still.
Full 10.
But the point that I'm trying to make is, he's a difference maker, but I'm not afraid of Myles Garrett. I'm not going to lose no sleep because Myles Garrett went to the Commodores. Crazy.
So I think he brings up something interesting. I tend to agree with you that if not here, like if I had to guess, like if you said, Joe, guess where he goes, I would guess the Commanders, right? They seem like the need, the money, the want, the moment.
He moves the meter.
He could go to the Lions, too.
So that's a problem, too. I would say this. If the Commanders get him, they are way more likely to upset the Eagles
next year
to take the division, to get to the Super Bowl. But I also think if the Eagles do what they do well, the Commanders' run, if they make this trade, might get cut short. They might have 2 years where they're right there with the Eagles, and then 2 years from now, when Myles Garrett starts falling off like Von Miller did, then the Eagles are back to running the division. I'm thinking big picture on this.
It's a chess match, man. It's a chess match. No question about it.
It's not like you don't trade Myles Garrett for drafting young players. Like, we can do both of those things. We can build this roster out with good players in later rounds. Like, we're going to get comp picks back from Milton Williams, Josh Sweat. There are going to be opportunities to add to this team. And how we told you, it's not just free agency. It's not just that. Like, there's so many ways that we're going to be able to build this roster up. We got Zach Bond on a cheap one-year contract in free agency. Like, getting Myles Garrett doesn't end that for you.
It doesn't, but it's your biggest chips you're giving away. I mean, that'd be your first round picks. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What are you feeling?
Well, Hugh, I would go with the 70 Chevelle myself. I like that one a little bit better just because it had double headlights.
I think I probably got them mixed up. Because I think my dad had a 71, so I wanted – it's either or.
Yeah. I was in a 70 when I was 11 years old. A friend of the family was helping us on the farm, and we left my house to go to the farmhouse, and he lit them up, and my mom never let me ride with him again.
Yeah, my dad used to have one, man. Awesome. He had a green one. And I remember the foot pedal. It had like the foot.
Yeah.
And it had a snake on the back. And it was his work car. I just remember that. That's what I want. Yeah. Definitely want that.
Yep. All right. So that's where it ends with me and you, Hugh. I want Myles Garrett. Here's the thing. So if Joe Banner over there wants to get rid of everyone that's 30 years old, Brandon Graham worked out pretty good. Even Jason Peters, although he was stealing money, he worked out pretty good for us.
No, I don't want to get rid of them all. I'm just not paying huge money and trading first-round picks for them.
Well, you're trading, and it's been said before, you're trading low first-round picks, like 30, 31, 32. So I don't see that as big of a risk as if we were, like, in the top 10 first-round picks. And I trust Howie now more than ever with the draft because he has been pretty good here in the last 3 or 4 years to fill out those other spots because we're going to lose Sweat. We're probably going to lose Milt Williams. I hope we don't lose Bond, but BG's, I don't know if BG's going to play again next year or not, but you know, he was effective this year when he played, but I think that money could be better spent somewhere else on a guy like Myles Garrett.
Well, it could be, yeah. I'm being painted as an ageist here. I'm not Joe Banner. I'm not an ageist.
You did put out that edict last year.
Well, I did, yeah. But, all right, let me give you an example. Like, Khalil Mack's a free agent. He could hit the open market here, right? He has a relationship with Fangio from Chicago. If they lose Josh Sweat and they bring Khalil Mack in for a year, I'm cool with that. He's still got all the stuff left in the tank. Like I'm just not trading and paying 30-year-olds tons of money and tons of draft picks. Like that's where I draw the line. It's not that I wouldn't take an older player. You're right. Brandon Graham has lasted way past his 30th birthday. It's just how much they're worth.
If we want to stay on top, I would even up the ante just a little bit, just so that the Commanders or the Lions don't get him.
See that part. Jeff, is really
so you're being petty.
Yeah, no, but No, I think it's a good point.
I got a Super Bowl victory. I got a Super Bowl victory in my pocket, and I want to continue that.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I'm peacocking a little bit now with my money. That's what I would be doing.
So, Jeff, I think it's a really that part of it. And Jeff, we appreciate that part of it. I think is going to give the Eagles the most pause. Like if it was Myles Garrett here or, I don't know, like the Chargers.
That's something to think about. Does he strengthen your opponent, opponent?
Of course he does.
Yeah, right. So if he was going somewhere in the AFC, I think the Eagles would be like, yeah, it's nice, but whatever.
Yeah.
But if he's ending up with, I mean, you can make a case right now, the two teams that are going to be the biggest challenges to the Eagles next year are the Lions and the Commanders.
Yeah.
So he could very well end up one of them. And that, I mean, I think that's going to keep the Eagles involved in the discussions, even if for nothing else, just to make the price harder for those teams.
And so, by the way, because someone reminded me of this, when you asked what he did when he was with the Browns, he only blocked a field goal that was returned for a touchdown that made that game a lot closer than it should have been.
Did he get a sack, though?
I don't remember.
But I mean,
no. Because I'm not trying to play semantics. I promise you. I just think of him putting pressure on the quarterback. Yeah. Now that's a significant play, no question about it.
At the end of the day, the point is he's an impact player.
No, yeah, that,
and
you're
to
right.
say he didn't do anything against us in one game when he was with the Browns doesn't.
No, I'm not, that's
that.
Not what I was
Zero
trying to say.
Zero sacks in that game, for the record, just for the record.
I mean, Saquon's had bad games against us with the Giants before he came here.
See, there you go using that comparison. Well, let me
make the comparison again, because we did this last year.
Actually, you want to hear it
one
more time?
I'm going to double down on it, because when we saw Saquon with the Giants, we're like, yeah, he's a good player, but the Eagles already have a good run game. How much better is Saquon going to make this run game? And then we found out that he broke the Eagles' rushing record, he broke the winners' rushing record, and he took us to the Super Bowl.
I don't think anybody said that.
I guess they did.
Oh, I did.
Well, Joe Giants fan. Well, that's Joe don't count as everybody, bro.
No, I'm on my own. I'm my own crazy.
He don't count as everybody.
Hold on. A lot of people thought what I thought.
No, but I'm saying he said everybody. I didn't think that way. You're not everybody. You're somebody.
I actually think the point on the players Kyle makes is fair, but it was $13 million in free agency. Guards make 20. I that's where I misread it. Like, he was so cheap considering where the league was. Like, why not? Right? The running back market went too far one way. The Eagles were smart. Yeah. They said, okay, he could be really good here. It's worth $13 million.
It's the going rate, though.
For
the impact that they add. Yeah. But Garrett adds a bigger impact.
But this is potentially two first-round picks, and then whatever his next contract is, which I would guess is $40 million a year. That's a lot.
One more quick thing. Mm. If Myles Garrett, and I find your answer to the question very interesting, say Myles Garrett at this age was in this NFL draft, where would he be drafted?
At this age?
29, 30?
He wouldn't be drafted that high. At 29?
But would he go higher than 32, you think?
Well, sure.
Okay. So we're talking, look... 32 is late, man.
29-year-old Duke.
I think knowing what impact he adds to your team.
When you
well, they do that with the NIL now. Some of these guys are saying like 10 years.
I think the sure thing of how well you know he can play would make him would put his stock very high in this draft.
It's a fun spin. The only difference is the 32nd pick in the draft makes like $5 million. This guy's going to make 40.
But likely adds way less of a significant impact to your team than Myles Garrett would this
year. Sure,
and I'm looking for impact. I want to win the Super Bowl again.
I think the biggest difference between the people that are all in versus those that are not is how much
money.
Well, how much you truly want to go back-to-back versus you want to have a longer-term thing. Because if the only goal is to go back-to-back, then I understand the Myles Garrett people.
Not one or the other, though, necessarily.
No, but one, I do think, and that's just the way I feel, that I do think trading for and extending Myles Garrett would make the Eagles more of a favorite to win next year, but it would hurt their chances to be great year in, year out for the next 5 years. That's the way I view it. 215-592-9494. Are you all in for Myles Garrett? I'm not. I know a lot of people are. He's a great football player.
Hell of a football player.
Yeah, I mean, if he was here, people would buy those jerseys and love him in 10 seconds. I can't trade 2 ones.
It's a lot of money, Joe.
And the $40-plus million a year. I can't do it. I don't think it's worth it, especially on a team that just showed depth in the pass rush is how they won a Super Bowl, not one great guy off the edge. I mean, halfway through the year, we were worried about the edge rush, and then they had all these guys getting sacks at the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls. And Nick Sirianni spoke yesterday. I think it's my favorite Nick Sirianni press conference of all time. I loved what he said yesterday. I feel good as a Sirianni guy these days. I liked hearing what Nick said yesterday.
It's good.
It made me feel good about the tush push stuff. I'll let you hear that. And he gave his answer about the coordinator search. Like, was it really a search? Did they interview people? You'll hear from Nick Sirianni next from the Combine and his responses yesterday. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 150 extra bucks to bet on everything from conference clashes to tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. I got a sleeper for you. So everyone's talking about Duke and they're really good and Auburn, they're really good. I think Maryland is the most underrated team in college basketball. I've got a future on them. I think they make a run. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIL and get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.